Te Namu, The Nuisance Fly by Ross Kalman. Do you know how to do the sandfly dance? It's easy. You hop from one foot to the other while waving your hands in the air and slapping your arms and legs. The dance only works for a while before the sandflies land and start biting. And then the itching starts. Sandflies, an old story. Sandflies have been a nuisance ever since people first came to Aotearoa. Māori painted themselves with kōkōwai, red ochre, to keep them away. To stop the bites itching, they rub themselves with the juice from crushed ngaio leaves, or rarohe, bracken fern fronds. Captain Cook was the first person to use the word sandfly when he came across the insects at Dusky Sound in May 1773. In other countries, they are known as black flies. Some of the methods used by early Pākehā for keeping sandflies away must have been pretty smelly. Whalers mixed raw linseed oil, turpentine, and pine tar and rubbed it on their skin. In the 1860s, West Coast gold miners used rancid bacon. One early European settler smeared beef fat on his chimney and trapped thousands of sandflies. With fat on their wings, they could no longer fly, and they became a meal for weka. Where are sandflies found? Sandflies are found throughout New Zealand, wherever there is flowing water and bush. They are often found at beaches and at the edges of lakes or swamps. There are no sandflies above the bush line. The east coast of the South Island has the fewest sandflies, and the west coast of the South Island has the most. This map shows where sandflies are most commonly found in New Zealand. The hunt for blood. There are 18 different species of native sandfly in New Zealand, but only 3 species bite. It's only the female sandflies that bite. They need blood to produce eggs. As well as humans, female sandflies attack birds, bats, seals, and domestic animals, such as dogs and cats. Scientists still don't know very much about male sandflies, except that they feed on plants. Sandflies normally bite in the daytime, especially first thing in the morning and in the evening. They sniff out their victims by following the trail of carbon dioxide we leave when we breathe out. As they get closer, they use their sense of sight. Sandflies are more attracted to dark-coloured clothing. They can't see at night, so that's why they seldom bite in the dark. The life cycle of the sandfly. After a meal of blood, the female lays her eggs. She lays them on rocks or plants, just under water, in a fast-flowing stream or river. After the larvae hatch, they eat tiny particles that are in the water. The larvae turn into pupae and spend around 12 days in this form before becoming adult sandflies. The whole life cycle lasts around 6 weeks. Why are the bites itchy? Sandflies don't suck your blood. The female sandfly slashes your skin with her mouth and then laps up your blood. As the sandfly drinks your blood, she dribbles saliva into the wound. The saliva contains chemicals that stop your blood from clotting and help the sandfly digest her meal. The bite feels itchy because your body is reacting to these chemicals. Preventing bites. The simplest way to avoid bites is to cover up, especially when sitting or standing still outside. You can also use insect repellent to keep the sandflies away. Some people make their own from citronella and baby oil. Sandflies tend not to bite moving targets, so you can always try the sandfly dance.